Now, will you notice? And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest, that same year said unto them, ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not. This was a strange thing here. And thus spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for the nation. But you see, they're rationalizing it and say, well, he should die rather than the nation die and Rome come upon us, you see, and put us to death, which they did, by the way, in 70 A.D. And not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that are scattered abroad. This is a remarkable prophecy, given the gift of prophecy because he was high priest that year. Now, then from that day forth they took counsel together for to put him to death. This is the beginning of the end, actually, friends. That is exactly what is taking place at this particular time. They are now planning to put him to death. This is his last, actually, public appearance. And Jesus, therefore, walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence into a country near to the wilderness, into the city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. If they won't believe Moses, why, they will not believe though one be raised from the dead. Now, we come to that which is the last week, and the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, and many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus, and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple, what think ye, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it, that they might take him. This is the breaking point. This is the end. And we'll see that he comes up into a home. We'll visit the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, and then we have the marvelous upper room discourse that he gave to his own.